Animal House show here at CosmicBroadcasting.com. How's everybody doing today? I got a couple of great guests in the studio. So I got Susie and Jane in here. And Lester. I can't forget Lester. So I already posted a picture of him on our page and everything.
Oh, fun.
Yes, I know. He's just totally awesome. So for anybody who hasn't seen that yet, check out the page. Go to theanimalhouseshow.com and check out the picture of Lester. He's quite special. So we always like when we have actual animals in here. And I think it's funny that the building sign up front still says no pets. So
oops.
We're like, yeah, really? Okay.
No. I didn't see that coming in.
No, that's why we have you go in the east side. Yeah, we could just say, oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if that's even on there on the east side or not.
It's not.
Oh, it's not? Okay, mm-hmm. There you go. See? We could just play stupid, except for know that it's recorded.
I was going to ask about bringing my dog, so that would have been super weird.
No, no, we have animals in here all the time. So we had a bunch of wounded warriors in here with all their service animals. That was quite a few. I think that was probably the most animals we've had in here, mm-hmm. huh, Lynn? Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And, of course, service animals, actual trained service animals, they all get along and, you know. So we just had one issue between two dogs. That's it at one time. So, but anyways, welcome again to another week of the Animal House Show.
Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm so glad you guys are here. We haven't talked about reptiles yet, which is odd because I've owned snakes before, and a tarantula is not a reptile, but Susie mentioned, thank God it's not a tarantula when she walked in. So, but I've never had an iguana, which Lester is. Mm-hmm. I was trying to, you know, make people go see the picture so they could figure that out, you know. But, and I've wrestled alligators, so we're going to have Jay on here as well. You know, in the next couple minutes, we're just going to dial him up. So, once again, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to talk about reptiles and amphibians because Jane, I think you guys also take care of amphibians, right?
We do reptiles and amphibians.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people usually clump them together when they talk about stuff. So, but I want to introduce Jane first, since you're talking already, since I'm asking you questions. Just wanted to say, hey, she's from the Colorado Reptile Humane Society. We always love to have humane societies in here because they do such a wonderful job. And you guys are also a nonprofit, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and so tell us a little bit about yourself and the Humane Society then.
We've been a rescue. We started out in Boulder in 1997, and then in 1998, our director went through all the paperwork to become a nonprofit. And a few years later, they moved to Longmont on a bigger piece of property and a bigger house because our shelter is her home.
Oh, really?
And there's currently about 100 animals as part of our shelter in her home.
Oh, wow. So you have to have special
permits.
Yeah, permits and everything for that, obviously.
I mean, we're PACFA licensed. That's
right.
The Pet Animal Care
right.
Facilities
okay.
Act.
Right.
And we're a licensed shelter in the state of Colorado.
That's awesome. And we'll get back to you in a second. So she's in, obviously, I mean, her Reptile Humane Society, perfect for our show today. So because we're going to, talk about what makes good pets, what doesn't, some stories if we get around to that about, you know, stupid people or good people. You know, we do that too. Stupid is just a little bit more fun. I don't know. So we like talking about idiots on the show. You know, it takes one to know one. So
nice.
And it's your host. I'm Vicki Graham. So then we have Susie. Susie's one of my friends. I said, hey, what do you do? And want to come as a co-host? And she's crazy.
I'm special.
That's what she's known
is
as.
She's short bus special.
No. The outfit matches.
No, but she's a lot of fun, and
I love animals.
And she does love animals. So,
except for tarantulas.
Except for tarantulas, yes. I don't know. What do you have against tarantulas?
They're really gross. Bless their hearts. I'm out.
Okay, you're not even from the South, and you're saying bless their hearts?
Yeah.
You know, that's what people from the South say. Bless your heart.
I'm from Niceville, Florida. There's a marquee that says it's a nice town with the nice folks. Have a nice time.
Mm-hmm. Really? Is there really? Wow, and that's where you came from, huh?
Mm-hmm. It explains a lot all of a sudden, right?
The nice thing? I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I wouldn't have you on otherwise. You know.
Well, the crazy helps.
Yeah, the crazy definitely helps. I mean, you know, like I said, we fit together really well. So, do we have our other guest on yet?
No Jay yet, but you got Terry on line one that wanted to call in and talk to you.
Oh, hey, Terry, what's up?
Hey, Vicki.
How you doing? Oh, you're not at your event yet, so you're calling in.
No. Not yet, so we got time to call in.
Perfect. Boy, we just started the show. You're just really anxious to get going, huh?
Yeah, well, I kind of did have a question regarding reptiles, and it's more, what's the real story on salmonella and the reptiles?
Okay. Why, have you licked a frog lately, no, you're talking about your alligator wrestling you just did, huh?
Well, are you alligators, worried? No. No, I'm not worried. It's just
can
more.
Can you get salmonella from alligator wrestling?
People say, I know you could get salmonella from certain things.
Typically, things that lay eggs carry salmonella. It's kind of a natural bacteria in their gut. So if you wash your hands before and after, you shouldn't have any problem, and don't kiss its butt.
So it's the butt. So if we kiss the head, we should be okay.
Yeah.
Do you find a lot of people kissing butts and coming down with salmonella?
You're much more likely to get salmonella from cutting chicken on your cutting board than you are from a reptile. But that's why, remember years ago, we used to be able to buy those little bitty turtles.
Oh, yeah.
And we had those little bitty containers, and everybody wondered, well, gee, why did it die? But, you know, that's another story. But they quit selling those primarily because little kids would put them in their mouth and get sick.
Really?
So the...
sort of like Lester just will put anything in his mouth, huh?
He will. Yes, he will.
I was going to bring up a Darwin thing there, but I'm going to let it go.
For now,
yeah.
So the law is now you can't sell any turtles that are smaller than 4 inches in diameter.
It's a choking hazard.
Really?
So that, you know, you can't put them in your mouth anymore.
Okay, so you didn't put any small turtles in your mouth, right, Terry? So we're good.
Do we need to have a talk, Terry?
I don't know.
It's okay. This is a safe place.
This is a safe place. Nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening. It's just your friends. This is basically like a hug on the radio.
Exactly.
Okay. And we want to hear about this thing that you're doing with these reptiles.
No, I wasn't doing anything. I just wasn't doing anything with it. Just my daughter at one time was talking to that turtle. I said no because of salmonella. Even though I really said no to the turtle because I don't want it for the next 100 years or whatever.
What is the life
of
a turtle?
Well, it depends what kind of turtle, but turtles are a lot more trouble, depending how you're housing it. They're a lot more work than a number of other kinds of reptiles you could get for her as pets.
Oh, see, so that's your real excuse, Terry.
Yeah, I don't want the turtle.
Yeah. And it's okay.
He's like, you can get Ebola from the turtle, baby. We can't.
Ebola, yeah. It went from salmonella to Ebola.
That's wow.
You have to bring something relevant that she's might
on the see
news.
I can see people tuning in right now going, what are we talking about?
So
really? Ebola from turtles? What?
You can get Ebola from kissing reptiles' butts.
Ebola, yeah. Is that what? Okay.
This is really deteriorated.
Oh, that's why we call it the Animal House. It goes that way. It just totally goes that way. No, but any other questions, Terry? That was a good one. That was a really good one, actually.
No, that's it. But I said we'll bring the show down early.
Thank you.
It's low point early.
Hey, anytime you want to come on, you let me know when you don't have a board meeting, if that's what your real excuse is.
Yeah, that's my real excuse.
Okay. So we'll have fun at Connect Colorado Springs tonight as well. So tell everybody that we said hi.
Well, I'm sorry about Kane.
Thank you.
I feel bad about that.
Thank you so much. We will talk to you later, Terry. Thank you.
Bye, Terry.
Okay.
Bye. One thing I do have to mention, I am dedicating the show to my dog, Kane. I know it's a reptile show, but a couple times I've actually had to have Len run a recorded show just because I had to take Kane into the vet. Well, they did find out CT scans and everything yesterday. He has a pretty large cancerous tumor in his head and his sinuses, and it's eaten through his skull already. So he doesn't have much longer, so I'm dedicating this. We picked him up today, and you know, as long as the pills are keeping him pain-free and he's eating, you know, once his quality of life goes, we're, you know, we've totally learned not to be selfish. You can't be selfish when you have pets, any kind of pets. So, you know, we'll, it'd be his time, which is sad because it'd be our fourth animal since April that we've had to.
Oh my gosh!
I know, our whole family has just been crazy, and the two were my husband Mike's dogs that he brought into the relationship too, Min Pims. So, So this is to you, Kane. We'll be home after this baby, and give you some more good pills. So yeah, we'll be home and watch him sleep. That's what we'll. You know how that goes. Like, just to be around him, though. So we have Jay on the line.
Yep.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
How are you? Thanks for coming on today. Jay's with Colorado Gators. Well, what's your official name? Colorado Gator Farms or Colorado Gators or?
Colorado Gators Reptile Park.
Reptile Park. See, I guess I never, even though I've been down there and, you know, you go through and you can hold the snakes or pick up the big turtles and stuff, I guess, I don't know why I never put Reptile Park on there. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
This is why he's on.
But I know, this is why you're on. You and Jane are here to talk about reptiles. I'm so excited. This is going to be such a good show. But Jane already introduced herself in Colorado Reptile Humane Society. Tell us about yourself, Jay, and the Reptile Park.
So we started off just having a few alligators as garbage disposals for our fish farm. That's our main business.
Right.
Growing tilapia and catfish for people to eat, and people found out we had the alligators and they wanted to see them, so we opened up to the public, and then next thing we knew, people started dropping off their pet alligators that they never should have had in the first place, as well as iguanas, monitor lizards, pythons, turtles, tortoises, even rattlesnakes.
Oh my God. Okay, I don't know if you heard us earlier, but at the end, if you have an idiot you want to discuss, a specific idiot, we totally call out people.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, no, that's why I, you know, that's actually Len sort of came up with that idea about the "You Are That Idiot" segment at the end of our show. We call out somebody.
Blame me. That's okay.
You did come up with the idea. Well, we mentioned an idiot the second show that we've ever done, and Ed's like,
I didn't think you were going to go along with it. I was just joking.
She knows a lot, though.
But it's work.
Yeah, she's very active in the community. So, you meet people.
So Jane already came up with one. We're going to discuss pet stores and how, in general, they're idiots. So if you could think of anything, Jay, we're totally with you. Because I do agree with you, of course, as far as rattlesnakes and stuff like that goes, and alligators as pets, just stupid, idiotic jackasses.
Right.
Assholes, whatever. Anyways.
Don't hold that in.
Yeah.
Or can you say that?
You could say that on here. You guys could say whatever you want on this show. Yeah.
I've already paid off the FCC, so you
okay. Here's Susie's getting ready. She's pulling a list out. You
if
know.
You say it in Spanish, it doesn't count, right?
Oh, yeah.
We have Spanish listeners. We usually have a few people in Brazil listening.
And Portuguese listeners as well.
And so Portuguese, nice. Yeah.
They all count, but you notice there's no swear jar. Have at it.
Nope. No swear jar. Got that, Jay? So, okay. So go ahead and continue your story.
Or we became a refuge for all these overgrown reptiles that people had gotten as pets. And not all of them are horrible pets or horrible people. Some of them are circumstances. They get a good pet, like a corn snake or a leopard gecko, but then eventually the kids grow up and they go to college and the parents are stuck with the pet, and they decide after time that, you know, it's not, they don't ever play with it or anything, and they want to have a better quality of life. So, sometimes people get shipped out to Iraq and Afghanistan and things
sure.
like that. We end up with their animals, but we do our best to take care of those animals and display them for the public education. We have about 25,000 to 30,000 visitors a year to come through our facility and see the animals and support the work we do.
Well, I hope
we're totally visitors funded strictly by the visitors, we appreciate
the visitors and the wrestlers.
Support.
You know, because during the summer months, you take how many classes do you go through to wrestle?
We have approximately 250 to 300 people a year. Sometimes.
Oh, good. So there's not that many of me then. There's not.
You're super special.
But Terry and I are super special. The guy you just called in, he just wrestled a few weeks ago. Went down and got his certificate of insanity. So
cool.
Yeah, no, that's totally cool. And one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, because of course I've known about you for a long time. It was 4 years ago when I went through mine, and you know, when came down to see you guys. But there are so many people, not just state, you know, over the states or internationally or whatever, but you know, right here in Colorado, have no clue you guys even exist here. I mean, that's the first thing people say. They're like, alligators. Where are alligators in Colorado?
Where are you located, Jay?
We're just in the San Luis Valley, just north of Alamosa and just west of the Great Sand Dunes National Park. We're 7,500 feet elevation. It does get very cold here, 30 below zero in the wintertime, but we have geothermal water, so our alligators are actually warmer here than the ones in Florida at 87 degrees.
Right.
Warmer here than the ones in Florida in the wintertime. And we do have the wrestling classes, and basically the students pay to help us do our work.
Yeah, that's what I was talking to Jane about when she came in, you know, with the Reptile Humane Society here, about how many people think, you know, those stupid-ass PETA people. I just can't stand those people. Anyways,
I've got one great PETA story for you when you're ready.
Okay, that could be our total idiot thing. Or, no, you can shout that out whenever. But, no, that's what I tell people, and Terry has told people, and it's like, we actually help you do the work, especially administer, like, medication and, you know, take care of their wounds and everything when you have the wrestlers down there.
Move them from pen to pen and get them up if they need it and give them antibiotics or whatever medical attention they might need. They're not very nice even to each other, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, they're pretty aggressive towards each other, and that's why they need so much medical attention usually.
Almost in the summer months, though. And it turns out, we've done some research with the University of Florida and St. Augustine Alligator Farm. It turns out that the more crowded they are, the less they fight.
Yeah.
Really? Do you know this, Susie? Have you gotten in there over time?
My parents live in Tallahassee, which is near Wakulla State Park. And there's a big, it's beautiful. There's where the Tarzan movies were filmed.
The new ones?
The old ones. Okay. Like Johnny Weissmuller.
Gotcha.
That was before everyone's time. But you can see them all together, and you can take boat tours, and they're just all hanging out, looking at you. So I do that.
Down here at the Reptile Colorado Gators, you actually get in their big pond and you're like jumping on their backs with a rope. That's right. I mean, you're actually wrestling them to get them. Out of the water. I remember the one I grabbed was Scarface. Scarface is still around, right?
Unfortunately, no.
No
longer with us.
Oh geez, he was great. I know he got wrangled a lot, so you know. But that's unfortunate. I'm sorry about that. When did that happen?
He fought a lot too. He had a bad attitude.
Oh,
so you guys got along?
Yeah, we got along great.
Nice.
See? So you guys do a lot.
Actually, you said 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. We actually had an original Scarface, one of our original alligators that we got in 1987. That had gotten in a fight and had some scars on his face, and that one passed away. But that was more than 4 years ago.
Okay.
So the new you met the new Scarface.
Oh,
so he's still
okay.
Around.
Okay,
sorry.
Good. Okay, that's good. Yeah. I was gonna say, God, something happened after I jumped on his back. I don't know.
It's such a great name, you know.
You have to pass it down. So it's great that you guys do a lot of the same work. Pretty much that Colorado Reptile Humane Society does. I mean, as far as educating and everything.
We do what we can to educate the visitors that come and see us, and also we go to schools and do school programs and teach about the biology and behavior of the animals, but particularly which ones are good pets and which ones aren't, because unfortunately not everything you can makes a good pet, and the pet stores are focused on making a profit and paying their bills, and so they sell the sulcata tortoises by the dozens, and those are the worst tortoise to get as a pet.
Right.
They're the cheapest and most available, but they get huge. And they have to stay above 60 degrees. They have to live
longevity,
indoors.
They live a long time.
Right.
And they don't hibernate. Many of the other turtles that you can get do hibernate, so you can put them in a temperature-controlled refrigerator for the winter. And
box turtles.
Yeah,
box turtles
box
are great
turtles.
Pets.
Oh,
you
really?
And hibernate them, and they don't get big. And
yep. And most aquatic turtles that are in the pet trade also hibernate. And then in the summertime, you can put them outside in a safe pen, and they're really happy, and you get to see their normal behaviors, which you don't get to see if you keep them in a tank.
Right.
And, they need to hibernate for their physical and psychological well-being, because that's what they do in the wild.
Right. Now, Jane, people could come up. I mean, you're not like a sanctuary. People could come and actually adopt from you guys?
We do have adoptions.
Okay.
And
but you're also like part sanctuary, where, I mean, there are ones that will never, ever leave you guys.
It looks like it, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? We still have to hear your story, Jay. So, but Len has given me we must break for our advertisers sign. So,
okay.
Just give us a couple of minutes and we'll be back. You're listening to the AnimalHouseShow.com.
Sounds good.
A new Fit You is waiting to emerge at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio. Hi, I'm Tom, and I have a variety of ways to help you strengthen your body and mind. Whether it's individual personal training, class sessions in martial arts, or my nutrition workshops, I have what it takes to help build self-confidence, learn self-defense, or just blow off some steam. We always all have steam to blow off daily. Classes are available for adults and kids. Just call, click, or come by and let me help you take the first step to a new, healthier you. We're located at 2519 Airport Road in the lower level. You can call us at 719-930-6365 or check out www.tchafer.com. Again, T C Hafer, SEEHAFER.com for more information. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio.
Are you tired of cleaning and want more time that is stress-free? For over 7 years, Clean Castle Service has been doing the nitty-gritty chores in your home or office. Call today for your free consultation and let our staff tailor-fit a cleaning schedule that meets your needs, whether it's weekly cleans to the one-time deep clean. Call 719-323-7155 or visit us at cleancastleservice.com and let our friendly staff serve you. Again, 719-323-7155. That's Clean Castle Service, where you are royalty.
Hey, this is Sam Farnsworth, sports director at KKTV Channel 11 in Colorado Springs, but now I'm also on the team at Cosmic Broadcasting. Listen to my show, The Press Box, each Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. We'll cover it all, from high school sports in your backyard all the way to the pros, exclusive interviews, and of course, we want the listeners involved. We'll take your phone calls and your tweets all on The Press Box.
I'm forecaster James Brown. The heat is on today. 82 degrees today, a mix of sun and clouds. Dry day today. We won't have showers until probably about Friday. 84 degrees on Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. 85 on Thursday. We do have a chance of some spotty showers late in the day on Friday, 79 degrees. And the weekend right now is looking pretty good. 72 degrees on Saturday, 75 on Sunday. Chance of showers, 74 on Monday. That's your forecast. I'm forecaster James Brown. Have a good day.
Our listeners, welcome back to the Animal House Show. Jay, you still on the line with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. You said you had a story for us. Go for it.
Yes, please. I'm sorry?
You said you had a story for us?
About PETA.
Was it about PETA?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we were doing a show down in Austin, Texas. We took an alligator down. They hired us to bring one for the Louisiana Swamp Festival.
Yeah,
and we were taking care of him, making sure he didn't get too hot or anything, and dehydrated or anything, taking good care of him. But this lady was there from PETA, and she was drunk, and she's like, "I'm with PETA, and you guys are abusing that alligator." And Noah, my buddy, he was explaining to her, we take better care of the alligator than we do ourselves, and not
right.
You know, we're taking good care of him. He's fine, and teaching the kids about him and stuff. And he kept on, and then finally, she stormed off, and he went across the way to take a break. And this guy comes over, and he says, I know why you came over here. You came over here to get away from that lady. And he goes, no, you know, we all have our difference of opinions, and we said our, you know. And he was real calm about it and everything. He said, it's all right, man. I've been trying to outrun her for 27 years. And the whole time we were there, we never saw the two of them together.
Oh, whoops. But that's pretty good, though.
Sounds like a happy marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
As long as they're not in the same room, it's all good.
I mean, 27 years, something's working.
Mm-hmm. He's somewhere eating a hamburger.
He's hiding his fur underwear somewhere, oh, too, I'm sure.
While he's eating a raw burger.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, okay, honey, you could practice throwing your blood on me, whatever. No, I'm kidding.
Too far. We went too far.
No. Yep. Len's like, nope.
Good
nothing,
to know.
Nothing is too far on this show, believe me. So, but we were talking.
What's funny was we just recently had an article in the LA Times. A guy came out and he followed the class and helped us medicate alligators, him and his son, and they had a great time, you know. And the editor, I think, had sent him out with an ulterior motive. She said, to find
something negative or something.
Right. And she said, well, who are people supposed to complain to if they have a problem with this, you know? And so he checked with the state and stuff like that and talked to PETA and got their opinion about it. And all PETA had to say was that generally when animals need medication at a rescue facility, they have a licensed vet do it and not clueless thrill seekers.
Nice.
Is what they said.
Great. So I have a new name now. I'm a clueless thrill seeker.
You're a veterinarian assistant.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it doesn't take a vet to apply Neosporin to a wound, but it's funny. Every time I have had to call Dr. Kanishi to come out and do something with the alligators, he still makes me catch them.
Right. Well, I mean, did you actually start the tilapia farm yourself?
No, my dad did, actually.
Oh, okay.
Erwin Young, yeah. It's the oldest running tilapia farm in North America in 1977. So.
Ah, terrific. It was a couple of decades before the Colorado Reptile Humane Society started. But, you guys do a lot together. Actually, she's here. You know what's funny? She brought a guest here. It's Lester. He's an iguana, probably about 16 years old. But the same thing happened. Came up here, a boy had him, and went off to college, right? Went
exactly.
off to college, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden ended up with Jane.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, so I say that with any animals. I do not, and for some reason, somebody keeps giving out my number. Mine and Ruth, who's been my co-host and has sat in for me before, she owns 2x4 dog training, and founded the Pitbull Advocates, but somebody keeps giving these people our numbers for dogs that need to be rehomed, and I'm like, look, I'm not a,
I'm not a rescue,
I'm not a humane society. If you want my honest opinion, the best way to do it is to surrender them to the Humane Society and let them find a good home. So, but I always tell people, I bet you guys tell people a lot, huh, Jane? I mean, or you probably want to. You're on the board, so you probably want to tell people more than what you actually do.
Well, when we're screening a prospective adopter, we make sure if that animal is going to be the pet of one of the children in the household,
uh-huh.
one of the things we stress is that this animal, you're adopting this animal for its lifetime. And if you, mom and dad, don't want this animal, don't get it for your kid.
Right.
Because, you know,
yeah.
kids need supervision when they're taking care of their animals. And if you don't want it when the kid, you know, 5 years from now goes off to college,
right.
don't get this animal. This is a lifetime commitment, and, you know, you're obliged to care for it in a certain manner. And we work with the people to make sure they know how to properly care for the animal, what it needs, what kind of lighting it needs, if it needs special lighting, the proper food for it.
Right.
Many, many animals are vegetarian.
Sure.
And the pet store will tell you, here, give it a few mealyworms, you know. And, and you know, we want to make sure that, that the animals are going into appropriately sized and outfitted habitats, too.
Okay. Let me ask if either of you guys worked towards, because, I mean, there are a couple cities here that you cannot sell live animals in pet stores. I mean, have you guys worked on that at all? I mean, because pet stores are our enemy today.
Do you mean for food or for other animals?
No, for animals, live animals. I don't believe any pet shops because I believe they all come from mills of some kind usually, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. just or backyard breeders or people who don't know what they're doing. And you usually get unhealthy animals. And I know this before I was as smart as I am because, you know, it's just me. Anyways, but I picked up some, you know, red-tailed boas and picked up, you know, when I was younger and everything. And those things were always unhealthy. You find out later when you get them home. And they always seem to die because of something they picked up in the pet store.
Or in transport. Transportation is really hard on animals.
Yeah.
Because they're stuffed in a sack, stuffed in the mail, and a box is a box.
You know, yeah,
that's what you were telling us about.
It could
Lester.
Be a box of rocks. It could be a box of this side up gentle animals, you know.
Right.
And it's really hard.
Wow.
It's hard on them.
So let me ask Jay, what kind of animals, because I don't see issues with, I mean, if somebody knows what they're doing and they're well-educated, because I've had tarantulas that have lasted, I mean, we're off the reptiles and amphibian mm-hmm. thing, but since, you know, that's Susie's favorite spider.
Mm-hmm. I'm not coming to dinner until we finish this conversation. But
we sometimes get in tarantulas and other odd things because there's no place else for them.
Well, let me ask you guys, what would you say, I mean, not just what's illegal, but what would you guys prefer that people do not have as pets at all?
Let me ask, that's fair.
Jay, what do you think people should not have as pets?
Reticulated pythons and Burmese pythons, for sure,
right.
are some of the worst and most common sold. I mean, not very many pet stores sell alligators anymore. But a lot of them sell the big pythons, and they're actually more dangerous. Even if you tame them, get them to where they're used to being handled, they're always dangerous when it's feeding time.
Right.
That's what happened to the one guy in Denver. He fed his pet python a rabbit, and then he tried to handle it. It was still hungry and wanted another rabbit. Sometimes we've got one that eats five in a row. Before she, and it's most dangerous. The reticulated python's most dangerous animal we have. I'd rather get bit by the rattlesnake.
What happened to Mr. Rabbit?
mean the arm?
The arm. Did he?
The owner?
Yeah.
His python wrapped around him and strangled him to death. His and I'm sure it apologized afterwards.
I'm
realized
sure
he wasn't the rabbit, but his friend was there and just didn't know how to do it. And all of my employees are well trained on how to deal with a large python.
With one that's constricting, yeah.
Yeah, and there's no need to kill it. There's no need to pour alcohol or anything down its throat to try to get it to let go. All you got to do is grab the tail and walk away, straighten it out, and when you get to the teeth, you force them on further and gag it. If you pull on the teeth, you break teeth and rip flesh. Because they're barbed like fishing hooks. But
there
if you
go. There is a good tip for you.
If you gag them, push whatever they have in their mouth on further, it makes them very uncomfortable, and they unhook all 110 half-inch teeth themselves. I've had to do it a couple of times.
Have you? Jane, did you know that's the best way to get untangled from a constricted snake?
Unwrap from the tail first.
Wow. Mm-hmm. See, I did not know that. And we watch all those, you know, all those shows and on all those cable networks, Animal Planet and stuff. I guess I just wasn't paying attention. But, no, good tips for all you people listening that have, you know, that are going to get constricted here soon for something.
But,
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're
going
to end up in the news for running out of
For being an idiot.
Next. Well, and every once in a while you read a news report about somebody who's Burmese python strangled them for whatever reason, you know. And a lot of counties and cities in Colorado no longer allow you to own a snake that's over 4 feet long, or a constrictor snake. Well, it's either going to be a constrictor or venomous. Otherwise, it can't catch its prey and subdue its prey. And it's really strange, because you're allowed to sell snakes in a pet store that will get longer than that in the city.
So what
they can't buy the animal.
So what do they? What do they expect you to do with them?
The laws are ridiculous, because they have laws against snakes over a certain size instead of the species that's going to get over a certain size. And alligators too. Some of the cities won't allow alligators over 5 feet or alligators over 3 feet. In Aurora, last I heard, it was 1 foot. Well, why not just ban the species?
Exactly.
Sell a baby alligator to somebody, and in 2 months it's illegal.
That's just stupid.
Same with the big snakes. They need to outlaw the snakes in those cities.
Okay,
and so counties, if they don't want them.
Is anybody working on legislation to change it?
Statewide, not that I know of. It's all by cities and counties at this point.
Well, in Colorado was sort of stupid anyways. I mean, it has, 19 home rule cities or whatever, or municipalities as well. So, 16 or 19, something like that, right? I mean, the state could say something is illegal, but they will still leave it up their home rule. Because, just like with pit bulls, it is actually, you cannot breed restrict, pit bulls in Colorado, but it's up to each individual city. That's why Aurora and Denver and County of Denver, are still idiots as far as that's concerned. So, hey, I'm a big pit bull. I know. Thank you.
I'm petting her to calm her down.
I know. She's over here stroking my arm. Jane, what do you think? What are some of the animals, if they're legal, but you still don't believe they should be pets?
Did you say Jane or Jane?
Jane. Sorry about that.
Well, personally, I think reptiles and birds should be left alone in the wild. But I agree with Jay. The big snakes that are dangerous, and people really have them for the cool factor, not because they really want that particular animal.
Right.
And we at Colorado Reptile Humane Society don't even take in the larger snakes anymore, because there is no adoption interest in them, and the people that are interested in adopting the big snakes, they're not going to house them properly. I mean, they need a room this size.
Do you guys actually go out and do a home inspection or anything like that with...
No, we don't go do a home inspection. We ask for photos of the habitat or the outdoor pond in the case of an aquatic turtle that we're adopting.
Right.
Or the outdoor habitat. And we ask people to, tell us what you're going to do to facilitate hibernation in an animal that requires that.
Right.
And, there's a certain trust there, and if somebody's responsive and answers your questions and offers additional information, you
kind of get a feel for who you can trust.
Otherwise, they're just going to tell you to pound sand and go away, and I'll go pick one up in the wild, or whatever.
Well, gut feelings are always the best. If somebody comes across as just, he's lying out his ass.
It's like getting a black cat at the Humane Society on the 30th of October. You kind of know what they're going to do with it on the 1st of November. There's a Halloween black cat.
It's like bunnies around Easter, bunnies and chicks and stuff, and then so many of them that.
They're so good. I'm sorry.
What? Okay. Len's giving us another break. Are you staying on here, Jay, with us?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
If I lose you, I'll call you back in 1 minute.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to take a break for a couple of minutes, and you're listening to the Animal House Show on Cosmic Broadcasting.
Okay. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want.
to emerge at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio. Hi, I'm Tom, and I have a variety of ways to help you strengthen your body and mind. Whether it's individual personal training, class sessions in martial arts, or my nutrition workshops, I have what it takes to help build self-confidence, learn self-defense, or just blow off some steam. We always all have steam to blow off daily. Classes are available for adults and kids. Just call, click, or come by and let me help you take the first step to a new, healthier you. We're located at 2519 Airport Road in the lower level. You can call us at 719-930-6365 or check out www.tchafer.com. Again, T C Hafer, SEEHAFER.com for more information. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio.
Are you tired of cleaning and want more time that is stress-free? For over 7 years, Clean Castle Service has been doing the nitty-gritty chores in your home or office. Call today for your free consultation and let our staff tailor-fit a cleaning schedule that meets your needs, whether it's weekly cleans to the one-time deep clean. Call 719-323-7155 or visit us at cleancastleservice.com and let our friendly staff serve you. Again, 719-323-7155. That's Clean Castle Service, where you are royalty.
I'm Jason, owner of Vapor Source, your one-stop shop for all things e-cigs. We're a complete supplier of all things vapor, electronic cigarettes, and more. We work with the best manufacturers in the industry, so we always have the latest, most current products on the market. We have over 150 handcrafted flavors of Colorado e-liquid made by us. Stop by one of our two Pueblo locations at 618 West 29th Street and our downtown store at 109 West B Street in the historical Union Avenue District. Give us a call at 719-696-8726 or shop us on the web at VaporSourceE6.com.
What separates us from them?
Judah, Chilia, Kelite, quality, qualitet, qualidad, qualidade, quality, jakost, kajistva, qualidad, quality, ansaud, upora, latu.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Quality.
It sounds the same no matter where you're from. Cosmic Broadcasting.
Advertisers are always welcome here at Cosmic Broadcasting. If you would like to advertise your product with us, call 1-866-615-6889.
Ladies,
are they really ugly glass here? Oh, again? You guys want to dance? Go ahead, get up. Wait, let me get the video recording. Okay. Oh, nice. Everybody needs to shout. Everybody needs to shout. 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 Yeah, with a chain. Shout. 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 Jay, did you hang up on us or are you trying to ignore us? Oh. He is on. He's just trying to be quiet. He doesn't want to sing. Oh, God. Okay, he's hitting call back. Okay. Well, cool. So, the time just flies in here. And, you know, still for months I've been debating about doing a two-hour show just because it just gets so crazy. But Susie could take over the second hour. She could talk about eating rabbits. I don't know.
So good. And then,
I tell you what.
All the bunnies have lived a good life. And they're in some kind of hospice program.
Really? So they're like organ donors or something?
Oh, they're organs.
They're going to... God, this is... Yep, this definitely is going downhill. But it's just the way we like it, though.
There you go.
So, okay, cool. Hey, Jay, you're back, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. We think you hung up because we were all singing Shout, and you were no longer there.
I'm glad I hung up.
So
I had to call my wife real quick.
Okay. So. Okay. Is she listening? Did you tell her?
No.
Oh. Well, you know, she'll have to listen to the archive show, though.
Yeah, we can do that.
Unless you want to say something about her or something. You want to tell us a story? Or no, I'm kidding.
Actually, what does she think about your little adventure? Does she participate?
She works down there with you, right?
Right, yeah. When we started dating, on our third date, I told her she had to take the alligator wrestling class, and she did. And
perfect.
Had a great time. And
you married her like the next week, huh?
Yep.
I'm going to have to come up with something like that.
She loves all the animals and everything. And when I'm out of town and a big alligator climbs the fence and gets out, she goes and ropes it and puts it back. So
that's a good woman.
Definitely found a good one. So is that what you're going to start doing there, Susie?
Come up with some crazy alligator wrestling test for the
exactly,
third date.
Say, sorry, we're going down towards San Luis Valley.
We're going to go on a little field trip.
Hey, I think that's a perfect idea.
To sign up,
I told Jane, being with the Reptile Humane Society, you guys, the board members, should take a trip down there and check everything out.
Have you ever met each other, Jay and Jane?
No.
No, not that I know.
I'm not saying that you guys should meet. I'm thinking
it. I don't know. I mean, you guys don't have any, animosity towards each other's groups or anything, right? Or
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I think what they do is great, and, we're kind of different. We take in the big animals that nobody will take, and we don't try to adopt them out because we don't promote them or believe that.
Well, at least now you know somewhere to direct people if they have bigger snakes.
I mean, if an alligator came into you guys, Jane, would you guys take it or what?
We do take them.
Uh huh.
And we have a line on a sanctuary down in Florida where we ship it.
Oh, okay.
And so we buy them a plane ticket on Delta and have a specially built crate made for the size.
Oh, wow.
And contact the sanctuary, and they meet the airplane and take the animal.
Oh.
So it isn't treated like a box of rocks.
Right, right, right. Gosh,
which sanctuary is that, Jane?
I can't tell you. I mean, I would if I could, but
she just doesn't remember the name.
I don't know the name
of
it.
It's a secret.
Yeah.
She had to kill you.
That's right.
But I'm sure we could find that out. I mean,
Chicago Herpetological Society told me they had tried everybody in the U.S. and we were the only ones that would take them anymore. So, and not put them down. I know there's some places in Florida that are more than happy to take your pet alligator, but there's no guarantee that they won't turn it into boots. So,
wow. So I wonder what sanctuary it is. When was the last time you had to send one there, though?
I think it was early this year or late last year.
Yeah.
We usually get in, one every year or two.
Do you? Okay.
And it's frequently a police seizure.
Okay. Wow. See, now that almost sounds like the whole... Okay, yeah. The bad guys, that's where we get the alligators. The alligators come from. But I mean...
We get them all the time from Division of Wildlife. They confiscate them from people. U.S. Fish and Wildlife in New York City, Chicago, California, Arizona, New Mexico, especially New Mexico.
I bet the UPS man is excited to come to your...
He's like, hold on, let me change into my pants from my shorts.
No, it's not brown, it's all right.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So how many...
we have one named FedEx because it showed up from FedEx in Boston.
Oh, really?
From Oregon, yeah.
Nice.
Hey, how many do you have down there right now?
300, a little over 300.
Oh, wow. And they're all sizes because you have some in the small, in that tank, that, round tank, right? You still have that?
Right.
With the really small ones. They're actually broken up into, five different areas, depending on the sizes of them?
No, actually we're up to 13 different areas.
Oh, 13, wow.
Yeah, we've been splitting them up more and expanding more over the last few years.
No, definitely have to go down there. Susie, you want to take a trip?
I'm in.
I think Jane needs to pick us up on her way down from Black Forest and... we'll take a road
this
trip.
This is a business trip for you.
Oh, there you go.
If you wrestle anything, that's your own thing.
Yeah. Would you wrestle them, Susie?
We'll do it.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah, it's me. It's those my people.
Those are my people.
So, okay, before we get on to our You Are That Idiot segment, Jane, how can people find you and what can they do? Since you guys are a nonprofit, what can they do to help? I mean, of course, money, I'm sure, is always good.
Yeah, money is good.
Yeah.
Our website is www.corhs.org. And everything you need to know about adopting or fostering, we also have a foster program. We're always looking for dedicated volunteers. The shelter is open only by appointment on Saturdays because everybody works and or goes to school. So,
because we all know that people just can't survive on some kind of, you know, nonprofit shelter, you know.
Right.
You know, wages. We do that. We all have to work.
Yeah, we have no paid staff.
Right. It's all volunteer driven.
We're all volunteers.
That's terrific.
And we currently have 14 volunteers. 9 are real regulars.
Right.
And then our board is 6 people, and most of us also volunteer.
Right. But you guys are also on Facebook under Colorado Reptile Humane Society.
Correct.
So go and like them. Mm-hmm. And Jay, what about you? How could they get a hold of you guys and find you guys? And what do you need? Do you just want people? Because you're a for-profit, correct? You're not nonprofit.
Right. Although we are working on our nonprofit.
Are you?
For the animal rescue and education work, because we've just been paying it out of pocket, you know, with the visitor, the entrance fees and the fish farm. So
sure, well, that's awesome. I mean, because I know right now it's taken a lot to get that status. I mean, I heard like 9 to 24 months in some cases. So
Right. Yeah,
I definitely wish you luck on that. That's terrific. I think it's perfect for what you do. So yeah, anyways, yeah. How do we help you?
So,
what
can
we do to help?
It's ColoradoGators.com is our website, and any information you need is all there on the website.
Are you on Facebook?
And yeah,
we are on Facebook. Yeah, Colorado Gators as well as Colorado Gator Farm. because we first time we set it up as a person because we didn't know what we were doing. So then the second one was a business.
Yeah, Colorado Gator Farms is the business.
One of our volunteers who does programs and stuff. He runs that. And
so we just need people to come see you, huh?
And we are open 7 days a week because we got to be here taking care of the animals anyway. So we're open.
Any specific hours?
9 to 5 every day right now, and 10 to 4 in the wintertime. And it's really neat to come out and see them in the wintertime, too, because you have the steam coming off the geothermal pools, and alligators will actually get up on top of the snow and sunbathe, and because they are really good at soaking up the sun.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of fun even in the wintertime.
Cool. And Susie, if somebody wants to go on that third date with you, I need to get a hold of you, don't they? So you can find her. I will send out her phone number. No, I'm kidding.
You have to go on to Vicky's page, and we'll go from there.
And I'll let them do a free class for that.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there you go. It's
really
recorded.
It's really all about the animals.
It's really all
exactly. Yeah, the third date.
Don't understand. This isn't a test. I want you to help the animals.
The first two dates were the test. This is just fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I want you to meet my friend Scarface.
Yes, exactly. The new Scarface.
The new Scarface. Scarface 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have any, Jane, do you have anybody that you're trying to move out of, or that you really want to find a home for right now? I mean, any of the animals?
We have a whole sunroom full of iguanas. We would love to adopt out iguanas.
How long? How big? Any age?
All of the above.
Oh, okay. Most,
it's all about size
they're
Susie.
All,
hey, that's like the third date for the love.
They're all adults, and they could go on a third date with you.
Oh, I'm in. I'm assuming hyperallergenic.
Yeah. Most of them are 3 feet long or more, mm-hmm. and are adults.
How much do you think it costs to take care of an iguana for a year?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's see.
Like food and because my
mom was saying, you know, she is a rabbit. She, I hopefully nobody Division of Wildlife is listening in Ohio, but everybody brings her wildlife or abandoned babies or whatever, and she nurses them back, and they go to Cleveland Metro Parks or wherever to release them. But so she has a rabbit that
and she meant Nebraska.
Yeah, I meant Nebraska, exactly. I'm not from Ohio.
At all.
Yeah.
She's confused.
Yeah, I know. I don't know where I'm from.
So, but, a bunch of iguanas.
Bunch of iguanas, and we're currently having a $25 sale on snakes.
Oh, wow.
So we're kind of pushing snakes. We have quite a few snakes, and they're all pet trade size snakes. You know, they need like a 55-gallon tank.
Okay.
And they're ball pythons and corn snakes and king snakes.
Okay, so the ones that, that won't be growing
smaller,
and aren't going to be
illegal. Smaller snakes, they're still illegal in Aurora because I don't know of any snake that is less than 4 feet.
Boy, Aurora's a bunch of winners, aren't they? Anyways. I am never going to have anybody come on my show.
And they're constrictors, but we advocate for feeding only pre-killed, frozen, thawed, because then nobody gets hurt.
Right.
Yeah, that's much better for the snakes.
It is.
Yeah.
We have about 120 snakes here, trained every one of them. People say, my snake won't eat it frozen. I've trained every one of ours to do it.
If they get hungry enough.
I've never had any trouble feeding a pre-killed to a snake that has only ever eaten live.
Yeah.
You just grab it by its tail with the tongs and do a mousy dance. And
I learned that
from
my mom a long time ago, but the dogs or kids or whatever.
Right.
I prefer animals, of course. But, but I mean, if they get hungry, they'll eat it. Mm-hmm. it just is. I who knows what I've grabbed out of the pantry myself. So, anyways, time for our You Are That Idiot segment. And I think we've pretty much all agreed pet stores should be our idiot this week. Well, pet stores and legislators in certain areas.
Legislation needs to make sense.
Yeah. Yes.
And it needs to advocate for what... For the animals.
Yes.
It needs to do the right thing by the animals.
Go ahead, Jay.
Pet stores need to take more responsibility and be more educational, but the owners need to take some responsibility too and learn as much as they can before they purchase any exotic pet.
Absolutely.
As well. So.
Okay. So pet stores, because who knows where they come from, anyways, and why they're selling them in a place that they're not even going to be legal in a month or two or whatnot. So, pet stores, you are that idiot this week. Congratulations! Woo!
Yay!
So, but I wanted to thank each of you guys. I'll, of course, we'll have the link on our archives and let everybody know how to get a hold of you and post stuff that we see, events and everything you have coming up. Oh, Jay, I do have to ask, am I still eligible to come down anytime and do the rodeos or whatever?
I'm sorry?
Am I still eligible to come down and do, like, the rodeos and stuff, or...?
Not after 4 years. No, you got to take what we call a refresher class.
Oh, a refresher class?
They just plug it in.
Okay, I
could
do that.
I
could do that. I'm going to bring my husband, because he hasn't gone through the class at all, so...
That'll be part of my third date. I meant to tell you, dating married couples.
We're all going to bring, four couples down all together. But I want to thank...
And the rodeo takes place in August every year, and what it is they fight a lot in the spring and the summer months. Their breeding season and nesting season and it's just alligator behavior.
Yeah.
And then we round them all up in August and treat as many wounds as we can. They're usually pretty good for the winter after that.
Okay. I should have my third date by next August. We're in.
Yeah. Good for you.
She's gonna have a bunch of dates and go, okay, we've gone out twice. Can I get back with you on the third one in a couple months?
I'm gonna need your license page and talk to Jay.
Anyways, we gotta go. I wanna thank Jay from Colorado Gators. Reptile Park. Is it Park? Yeah, Park.
Yes, ma'am.
Reptile Park. And then Susie from, match.com.
No.
No, I'm kidding.